And thanks for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. Each and every week, we try to provide you the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. And you can tell we have a lot of fun doing it because we just have always enjoyed, Joe and I have been doing this for a long, long time, and always enjoy sharing some of the things that can help your house be just a little bit better and enjoy it a little bit more, maybe a little more energy efficient, a little more pleasant to look at and so forth. And there's a lot of ways you can do it without breaking the bank and without causing, you know, any kind of hardships around the house there. But a lot of times little problems will pop up and they're just constantly a headache. And a lot of times there's a simple way of handling that. And that's why our simple solution segment is so popular. Joe has another one for us right now.
Well, Danny, we're always encouraging our listeners to, take on do-it-yourself projects, building projects, including building projects out of plywood. And the concern is, okay, so I built that out of plywood. What do I do with those exposed edges of the plywood where the plies actually show? Well, there's a couple of different ways to conceal those edges. My favorite way is with veneer tape, sometimes called veneer banding. And the kind you want to buy has an adhesive, a heat-sensitive adhesive on the back, and you just apply it with an iron. Just get a hot clothes iron, set it to hot with no steam. You want to make sure it doesn't create steam, and you just press it on. But the real trick to get this to stick for almost forever, I've seen it where it just you couldn't take it off unless you used a belt sander, is soon as you rub it on with the hot iron, get a small wooden block, kind of like one you'd use for a sanding block, any little piece of 1x4, and just rub it as hard as you can. Just rub that veneer down onto the edge of the plywood. That'll cure on there, and I tell you, it won't ever come off. So that's the trick. If you don't rub it down, you don't know how well that hot adhesive is actually bonding to the edge of the plywood, which is super porous, which is why it's necessary to rub it down. So there you go. Use the iron and rub it down with a wood block, and the veneer will stick on.
And think about that. Think about trying to build some shelves. You're looking at building some shelves, and a lot of times people feel compelled to put a little 1x2 in front of it or something like that, lattice strip or whatever. But doing it this way gives it a more, I guess you almost want to say, a contemporary look. When you don't have that drop down, you have that sleek look of a piece of plywood. And boy, you get a piece of a good grade of 3/4 inch plywood, you're cutting 12 or 16 inch shelves in it. Man, you can accomplish a lot with just one sheet of plywood and then putting the veneer strips on it. Be a very professional look to it.
Yeah, and it comes in different widths and a couple of different wood species. It typically comes in maple, birch, and red oak. So it doesn't come in every one, but you can always stain it to match something else. And it comes in various widths. So if you want to double up the plywood to create a 1.5 inch thick shelf, you just buy the 1.5 inch wide veneer banding and edge banding and do the same thing. Just make sure it has the heat sensitive adhesive on the back, because some of it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great way to go. All right, another good simple solution, and you can find a lot more of them, almost 500 of them, by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solution.